doing? What are we really doing? I mean, this is what, the 38th game of the season? Or rather, 39th game of the season? Got 45 or so to do still. Sounds fun. Let's buckle in and do them. This is the Recency Bias. I'm Zach Vanoss, Managing Editor at RabbitHabs.com, and your host of this Morning After Mini podcast, The Recency Bias, a production of RabbitHabs.com and the Montreal Bias podcast. Good to have you along, he says with a question mark, because it's bleak in Habsland. Let's say that. With the 2017 portion of the 17-18 season now officially complete, your Montreal Canadiens find themselves in very bleak territory. Questionable future on the horizon. A season with no hope at this point. Yeah, another loss. A 2-0 loss in Florida. Habs took their talents to South Beach to finish off the year and did it appropriately enough, as I say, with a 2-0 loss to the Panthers. Before this game even gets going, I mean, ignoring the fact that things were already bleak based on the Habs record, get a little bit bleaker because Claude Julien announces before this one, there will be no Shea Weber anytime soon. No timeline for Shea Weber's return at all. So, there's that. You know, it's that point in the season when the main takeaways from the game had nothing to do with anything that went on the ice at all. In-game highlight was T-shirt guy. There was a guy who had three different T-shirts, red T-shirts with white lettering, who was sitting right behind the Canadiens bench in Florida. Each with another message towards Montreal management, the first being, hey, Julien, more Galchenyuk. I think there was more on that one. I like the, before we noticed on the guy's T-shirt that there were generally three lines to each of these communiques he was putting out via apparel. The two lines were better than the third that he usually added. Hey, Julien, more Galchenyuk. Then we got Jeff, fire Bergevin. The third one was something along the lines of Sergachev, Radulov, Markov, Bergie equals an idiot or something. Not his best one. Hey, Julien, more Galchenyuk I can get behind. Jeff, fire Bergevin can probably get behind that one at this point. Anyway, sure, I didn't love Bergie's offseason, but... So yeah, T-shirt guy. That was the conversation point at the game. That's where we are in the season, everybody. We're at T-shirt guy conversation. For the game, according to various reports, in practice, the day before, Claude Julien really working on his team, trying to get more movement in the offensive zone, felt that was a problem. Well, the coach may have worked on it in practice, the team did not execute it at all. And the Panthers, just another terrible night in the offensive zone. No goals, of course, for a Habs team that just does not know how to score. And the big news... Talking point card out of this one, again, nothing to do with what literally happened on the ice, but Nick Kypreos, in between periods on the Sportsnet broadcast, drops the bomb that Marc Bergevin is actively shopping your captain, Max Pacioretty. In his days now, perhaps more numbered than Alex Galchenyuk's? Don't know that I would have put money on that before the season began, but Max Pacioretty apparently on the block. Bergevin asking for a younger forward and some picks in return. I mean, this is what needs to happen. This is what I was saying the other day I wanted to see happen. I have a cold, in case you can't tell, by the way. And yeah, I guess it begins. Hopefully this means Bergevin has an understanding of the current situation. I have a feeling it's more he thinks it's a tinkering. This will tell us a lot about what we could expect from Bergevin's version of the retool slash rebuild, whatever he gets for Pacioretty, if he gets anything for him. They're, you know, talk continued between Friedman and Kiprios in the break, basically saying, yeah, he's shopping him, though he's probably willing to wait till the draft. Will Mark Bergevin still have a job at the draft? I guess we'll find that out. But there's your first big domino to at least be lined up if it has yet to fall. It has been set up. Somebody can push it. Max Pacioretty, the worst captain in the history of the Montreal Canadiens, if you believe the rumors about Michel Therrien saying that on a golf course. A percentage reason that P.K. Subban was shipped out of town, Max Pacioretty, now on the block. And the guy's got, I mean, this isn't a new stat. You know this one by this point. One goal in 21 games, his last coming on the 11th of November. Simply unacceptable. You know, even as recently as probably 2-3 weeks ago, I was saying, yeah, but we all know when we would see Pacioretty do this season in, season out, he finishes typically with 30 and 35. He has his cold and then he goes hot, but there has been very, very heat, very little heat from Max Pacioretty this year. So, I don't know. Seems like they may be playing him off stage left as well. The Bergevin era really coming apart these days. Price, though, hey, he was incredible again, which is good because the Canadians have him for a long, long time. As I mentioned on the podcast the other day, he's probably not going anywhere. You could probably still win with an older Price, but you got to have a young team. You got to have a fast team. You got to have a new team ready to play in the new NHL. New young players, new identity. Got to spend a couple years toiling, probably. It is not a great outlook for your Habs as we get ready on this New Year's Eve to turn to 2018. I'm sorry. I wish I could bear better news for you. But this is what we got. This is the reality. The captain's on the block. The playoffs are not even a pipe dream. Last place is closer. It is. Habs go 2-5 on this road trip. 16-19-4 on the season, which puts them fifth in the Atlantic. Well out of a playoff spot. 12 points out, I believe. And in the wild card, they're 8 points out. I think the New York Islanders hold that final wild card spot at this point. But 8 points out of wild card. Also, 8 points away from Buffalo Sabres in the bottom of the league. So there's that. Closer to the bottom than the top. This road trip did nothing. Absolutely nothing to make you think this team might have a different gear in 2018 and redeem themselves. In fact, it confirmed the exact opposite. Within the last week, we've gone from a few people saying take it down to pretty much right across the board. Anybody who's still, I don't understand you if you're still in Mark Bergevin's camp. You still think this is the guy to get things done. If you still think this team that you're looking at is actually a good team, I don't know what to tell you, except you don't know what you're talking about. And you're allowed to enjoy hockey in any way you want. You're allowed to cheer for these guys through thick and thin, not care if they're terrible, as long as they're your team. You're entitled to that. Cheer the way you want. But let's not go claiming that any of this is rosy. It's a bad team playing bad hockey with a bleak future. Happy New Year, Habs fans. Other scores from December 30th. Looking around the NHL, why not? Boston, they beat up on Ottawa 5-0, so that demise of the Sens continues. Washington beats New Jersey 5-2. St. Louis, possible landing spot for Max Pacioretty. It is if you read recruits. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes 3-2. P.K. Subban's Nashville Predators shut out the Minnesota Wild 3-0. And Los Angeles Kings beat the Vancouver Canucks by a 4-3 score. Coming up for your Canadians, they will get 2018 rolling. San Jose coming into town. That's a 7:30 start on the 2nd. And they'll follow that up later in the week. Boston coming into the Bell Center as well as the Canadians return home to kick off 2018. Lots of Boston coming up in the month ahead. three games against the Boston Bruins in January. They'll play them the 13th, the 17th, and the 20th. A couple home games in there sandwiched between that is a game on the road. So yeah, three games against the Bruins in January. They'll also play the Canucks, the Islanders, the Caps, the Avalanche, the Canes, and the St. Louis Blues. That's what the month of January holds. Hey, we got to watch game to game. Forget the standings. Throw those out. We're here to see T-shirt guy now. T-shirt guy. Making the games watchable? Sure. Find me on Twitter. I won't be so negative on at least my own Twitter, @ZachDropsTweets. Not about the Habs, anyway. Can't promise about the rest of the world. If you want more of this, @TheMontrealBias on Twitter, and of course, @RabbitHabs. That'll do us for the year 2017. That's fine. It sucked in the real world, and it kind of wasn't great for your Montreal Canadiens either. Let's leave this one behind. Onward and upward? Onward for now. We'll get to upward at some point. Onward. Happy New Year. Until 2018, take care.